Hey guys, Cliff here from Capes and Scowls. I'm here with
Olivia,
and we just got done watching a Full Metal Alchemist live-action Netflix movie. So it's kind of like a follow-up to the Death Note movie that they made. That was absolute poop. Just bad. They left out probably the best parts of all that, but Full Metal Alchemist. I have seen both series, watched both animes start to finish.
I haven't.
And Olivia has seen neither. I'm sure at some point she's heard me talk about it and my joy for it. But so, initial first impressions from you.
From me. Obviously, it feels rushed, but it's understandable because, you know, they condensed a whole TV series into one movie. So that's kind of forgivable. The overall story's really good. I know you said, like, they really did stay true to the series, like, just the key plot points and all that.
Yeah, so it seemed like so when watching the anime, if you're comparing, like, Full Metal Alchemist and Brotherhood's more of a condensed version of the original with some plot point changes. But it stays true to, like, the key tone, but removes a lot of the additional storylines that took place throughout the show. So there's a lot of additional stories, lines that, like, as someone that's watched it, like, oh, they mentioned that. So, like, the Ishvalan Civil War is a really, really important storyline that takes part in the anime.
Okay. They mentioned that, like, once.
Right.
It was, like, in passing. Like, it was just whatever. Yeah.
Right. And they played up some other things to, like, have it last longer than it did in the anime. But that's, you know, again, forgivable, like you said, because the anime's 5 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And you're condensing 5 seasons into a 2-hour movie. So a lot of stuff has to get cut out.
Yeah.
So for me, in general, I found it enjoyable. I could get past a lot of the, you know, like, stuff that they cut out, because they made nods to a lot of stuff.
Okay.
But
Someone like me wouldn't pick up on that, but I was kind of picking up on some of the stuff. I feel like, oh, they probably explained that more in the series, but it was just, I guess in general, I felt like they explained, you know, the bigger story pretty well.
Right, so, like, the ending is different than how the anime ends.
Okay.
But depending on which anime you watch, changes the ending. And, like, they left out...
Well, for this one, I don't know if I'm giving away anything. I'll just say spoiler right here. They left the ending open-ended, like...
Right.
Like, there would be a second one.
Right, so in the Brotherhood version, mm-hmm. which is, like, the more condensed version... It ends, spoiler alert, if you haven't watched it, stop now, and I recommend you watch it because it's fantastic. It's easily, it's my favorite anime because of the amount of story detail that goes into it and, like, more of, like, the themes that they hit. Like, a lot of people, when they think anime, they think, oh, it's a childish, silly cartoon. There's a lot of, like, adult themes that run through this.
Yeah.
And there's more in the anime than in the show. So, like, if you picked up on stuff watching this, like, wow, that was, like, deep. Like, deeper than I was expecting. The anime takes that way farther. Way farther. Like, if you think anime is just, like, a silly, dumb thing, and, like, it's not really yours, and somebody forced you to watch this.
Yeah.
I think if you watch Full Metal Alchemist, subtracting the filler episodes, which are always silly and dumb, you'll have a different perspective on what anime can be.
Mm-hmm. And by show, you meant the movie. Like, the anime's different than a show.
Yeah,
The movie. Okay.
The movie.
But yeah, I, being like a person that's like, I haven't really watched a whole lot of anime at all.
You've been in the room while I've watched some.
That's as close as I've come. I've thumbed through a... manga. That's about it.
Right.
That's as close as I've come. I've heard that there's this movie called Spirited Away that everyone raves about. I think that falls along the similar lines of, like, that's something you have to see, and it goes really deep.
Yeah, and I'm drawing straws at what his name is now, but everything that he's put out is sort of like that, where it's like, okay, you're not a fan of anime, but, like, it hits on topics and notes and themes that just as a movie watcher you would enjoy.
Uh-huh, just because of the storytelling's so good.
Right, so, like, how I feel about, like, a lot of the Marvel films. Like, mm-hmm. you don't have to be a superhero fanboy or fangirl to enjoy some of these films.
Mm-hmm, because, like, yeah, they present it in a way that anybody can enjoy it.
Right, you don't need any prior knowledge to going to see a Marvel film. Because most people, just by living, know who Iron Man is. Know who Spider-Man is. Mm-hmm. Like, just by existing, you've unknowingly picked up the information that lets you know what you need. So, like, I guess, like, a question I'm going to save for later, but I'll give you now, is having watched this movie, do you have interest in ever watching the anime series?
Yeah.
Like, to see how it expands the story.
Yeah. I feel like maybe the downfall I have is that now I know what's going to happen, but I don't know if that would take away from my experience of watching the series.
So some of the stuff that happened in the movie does happen in the anime. Uh-huh. But so if you, comparatively, I'll say you got 10% of the story and you're missing 90%.
Like that much?
Yeah, they picked just the, like, exceptionally key plot point to fit what they needed to do to get the beginning, middle, and end of a movie.
Okay.
There are many, many very important characters that are not in this that like will change your opinions on how things happen, give you more insight on why people act the way they do, mm-hmm. and delve further into, like, relationships between characters.
Yeah.
So, like, it'll give you a lot more information.
Uh-huh.
And then you'll get to see, like, oh, well, this is where they did that. And, like, some of this, I get it. Again, you know, you're talking, like, turning 60 episodes into a 2-hour movie.
Yeah.
Stuff has to get cut. Otherwise, mm-hmm. you're going to have a movie that's as long as the 60 episodes of anime.
Yeah.
And most people wouldn't sit through a 10-hour long movie or a 12-hour long movie.
No, you might as well watch the series at that point.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
So, I would say, I just realized now that, previous spoiler alert, Brotherhood ends. Do you want me to tell you how Brotherhood ends?
Sure.
Al gets his body back.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you how.
All right.
Because that's sort of like an aha moment where, like, the main overarching theme of the show gets figured out.
Okay.
So, like, what you'll find as, like, more of an intro into anime is there's ones that last. A lot of animes that are great are only like 10 or 12 episodes. And then mm-hmm. they end because the story had beginning, middle, and end, and they didn't want to ruin it.
Uh-huh.
Animes that are more, like, thought out generally have a wide overarching story that they draw out over 100 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
With many themes throughout those 100. But every, you know, 4 or 5 episodes, it's, oh, there's the main theme again. There's the main theme again. But everything in the middle is progressing that main story tangentially.
Yeah.
So it's like everything works back to the main story that is taking these 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 episodes to mm-hmm. complete. So I was surprised that they kept what I feel is one of the most screwed up things I've ever witnessed on anime.
Yeah.
Just as, like, a personal level. Like, I remember watching it originally and being like, almost brought to tears because it's just so screwed up.
Mm-hmm. I think if you watch the movie for the first time, it's maybe less so. Because, well, the particular thing we're talking about is, I don't know if I want to say, but, sorry. But, maybe it seems like if you watch the series, you're attached to this one character a bit more, since you spent more time with this one character, and now something happens to this character, like, that's totally awful and unjustified.
Right. But in the anime, it gives you more of an explanation why. To where, and also the difference...
Not just because, oh, this person is seeking greatness or right. anything? Okay.
So also, I feel like this is where, like, animation, like, outweighs, like, a live action. You can get a lot more, like, emotion, I feel like, through some drawings and just a portrayal of someone by how they're drawn.
Okay.
So that particular character comes across as a lot more odd and, like, offbeat than he did in this. Where it's, like, you're initially hit with this odd feeling from them, but you're not sure what is going to be the end result. Whereas I feel like in the live action, it's more like maybe, nothing against the actor, obviously, but maybe like if it had been a better actor, he may have been able to pull more emotion and show more. But we're also watching it dubbed or subbed, where, you know, we're not getting the inflections since Japanese isn't my first language.
Mm-hmm.
Where like you can pick up when, you know, you're hearing English, how something's said.
Yeah, can it really has a lot to do with, you know, what is actually being said.
Right, and then in drawing, when somebody's shown generally as, like, more depressed or down, they're in a darker tone with more shadows over their faces.
Right, and everything's very intentional.
Yeah, so I feel like that's where, like, the anime has its strengths.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can, even without the language, know, like, oh, there's something going on here.
Okay.
What is it? So it's more of like just like a time thing.
Mm-hmm.
It still messed with me watching it live because it's
just... Yeah, like once you see this thing, say what it says, it's immediately like...
It hits you.
You know what happened.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's just like, wow, like what takes you to that level? And then some of the other stuff that like changed is like... again, it's just like more time spent with the character. So like Mustang fighting Envy and Mustang fighting Lust.
Mm-hmm.
There's more time spent there. There's more like build to it. It's more like emotional for Mustang than it was in this.
Okay. So that's totally left out. Like you, is there like some sort of backstory? I wouldn't know.
So you get more info on, in the movie, she's never mentioned except for once as lieutenant, but she's in all these scenes. She's always there with Mustang or in the room. She's just lieutenant.
Yeah.
So, like, you know she's important because she's in all these scenes. You don't have just a generic background actor in, 50% of the movie?
Mm-hmm.
If they're not important.
Yeah.
Like,
they never gave her a name.
Right. That's Lieutenant Hawkeye. And she and Mustang are, like, tight-knit. Like, emotionally attached to each other. So something happens to her. And Mustang has more of, instead of just like, I need to do this because it's the right thing, more of a, you messed with my family. On like, more of like a mission. Like, yeah, I've been wounded. And like, him getting stabbed is accurate to the anime. But it's more of just like, tough guy in the movie, just gonna fight through it kind of thing. In the anime, you messed with family. And he's more on like a determination style, like, you don't mess with my family.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you mess what I've got going on, you're gonna get burned.
Uh-huh.
Kind of deal.
Okay.
So it's, like, way more impactful.
Never have picked up on that.
Right. And it's one of those things that kind of gets left out. They also, you know, there's just a lot that's left out. And, I mean, if you've watched the anime, you're probably watching this just because it's on Netflix. And you want to see what it's about.
Yeah, you kind of, like... Really, the whole point of the movie is to maybe get people to watch the series.
Right, like intrigue in it. Yeah, I can see that because...
I think people don't want to commit to watching the whole series or, like, not ready to do it. Maybe they figure... Even though, like, Netflix is the most bingeable thing...
Platform there is.
Yeah. For some reason, they feel like... I don't know. Maybe we should make a movie that would better introduce someone to this thing.
And I feel like it did a pretty decent job, like, introducing you to things. One of the things that, like, also hits me is, speaking to people who have watched it, so spoiler, Maze Hughes' death.
Uh-huh.
In the anime, it hits you harder because you see the initial transformation into his wife. And their daughter's already alive. Like, they've had their child. She's okay. like three. And Maze is like one of my favorite characters in the anime because he's like super smart, like picks up on things, but he's like quirky and silly. But if you ever bring up his child, he turns into like a puddle of goo that just gushes about how wonderful he is, how wonderful she is, and how much he loves her. Mm-hmm. And like all that intelligence and like detective, you know, side of him just gets pushed aside and it's just, oh my God, you want to talk about my daughter? And like that's all that matters to him.
Yeah.
And interesting, like the actor that they cast to play as him looks so similar to how he is drawn in the anime. It's ridiculous. So like I feel like they did a pretty good job.
That's nice when that happens. Like you really want, if you know something, like say it's a book or a cartoon turns into a live action film, like you really want that character to look how they're supposed to.
Right. And the interesting part about that though is the anime, the characters are drawn more American looking than Asian.
It's not really traditional like anime style.
No, it looks more like traditionally Anglo-Saxon.
Okay. I feel like that's kind of common in a lot of it.
Yeah.
They really like, I guess, whitewash it a little bit.
Right. But you, so then you also miss out on a lot of like how the government's set up, and it's more of like a dictatorship. What you'd get in World War II era Germany with a Führer in charge and the military seized control of the area.
They mention, like, Führer once.
Right. And he's a very important character. Now, if you watched only the original one and have not watched Brotherhood yet, the Führer is a different character from both that changed his... So the main antagonists in this are lust, envy, and gluttony. If you're familiar with anything, there are three of the seven deadly sins. The anime covers all seven of them.
Oh, so there was more?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
You also lost out on the movie of the person that trained Ed to be an alchemist.
Okay.
And the first time you meet her, she's clapping her hands together and performing alchemy.
Uh-huh.
Which means she's also seen the gate and tried to perform human transmutation.
Uh-huh.
Which is forbidden.
Yeah.
So it's trying to figure out what did she give up and what did she try and bring back. And what she tries to wreck is also heartbreaking. And I can totally understand why she did what she did in the anime.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some other like fun characters that were left out. I imagine just for time. His father's never brought up.
True.
at all. His father ends up being like a really important character. But he's one of those like mystery characters that you see once. And then 23 episodes later he shows up again. And you're like... Oh, what's going on here?
Okay.
Like, he has the way he's drawn, the way he's presented and written in the anime lets you know that this is somebody important.
Right.
And then when they show up, it's like, oh, why is he back?
Uh-huh.
Oh, what's going on here? Well, I think it's difficult to do in, like, a live action with Ed meeting the truth or God or everything.
Uh-huh.
It's easier to draw that because you can shade the outline of a person and see it more clearly. I feel like they did a really good job. And then, like, a really good job showing the tablet behind Ed, which is, like, the tree of alchemy, and that's all the alchemy he knows.
Mm-hmm.
So in the anime, you'll see a couple different characters sitting in front of their tablet, like they've met truth. And all their tablets are different.
Okay.
So it's what they know.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of stuff. I mean, there's, like, filler episodes you can skip in the anime, but... It is one of the best anime, if you're not into it, because it's just a good story.
Yeah.
So, I guess if I had to rate the movie, I'd probably give it, like, a C. It's a fun movie to watch. Had things that, like, bothered me, but not enough to, like, say it was a bad movie.
How does it compare to The Last Airbender?
Oh, this is light years better.
Because, if you understand... that whole thing. So this is way more true to the story, and they're not making stuff up, and it's not horribly paced.
So then where, like, The Last Airbender isn't a traditional anime? It's actually American.
Yeah, it's more...
But, I mean, so as far as, like, non-traditional anime go, if you haven't watched Airbender, you're missing out. Like, I don't care how old you are. If you have kids, force them to watch it because you'll have more fun watching it than they will. Everything about that's fantastic and perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever watch the movie. Because it'll just make you angrier than you ever thought possible.
Yeah.
And then after you've watched that, you should watch Korra because it's like comparing John Wick season episode or movie one to movie two. You're like one and 1A. Like,
mm-hmm.
They're both fantastic and amazing and need to be watched. But that's a totally different topic that we can discuss later.
True.
So, to recap, you've now developed an interest in watching either Full Metal Alchemist or Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. Similar stories.
Yeah, if that was their goal, I guess they accomplished it. Or, I mean, I would think maybe just the average layperson might not go further than the movie. Maybe someone just wants to get an overall sense of what it is, and maybe they'll just settle with the movie, mm-hmm. and maybe that's enough for them. You know, it's tough to, I don't know, recognize why they would make a movie when there is an entire series that goes in a lot more detail and
right. All
that, but you can make that argument for, you know, anything.
Right, and then that argument
been,
is...
what do you call it? Adapted, you know?
So then I tend to take that argument the other way. Why are you making, like, a two-hour movie when you could make, like, a 12-hour long story and really flesh everything out?
Yeah.
But a lot of, like, most people I find don't want to spend 12 hours or 14 hours watching something.
Yeah.
And I get that's a huge time commitment, but, like, I feel like the payoff's worth it if it's written well.
I guess... yeah, because you don't hear too many people that have read like the entire Game of Thrones series, because how long the books are and how good the show is, they just settle for the show.
Right. I'm one of those people.
Yeah. So.
Do you have any questions that I can attempt to answer?
Is there something like going on between Winry and Ed?
Underlying. Like, you can tell they have an attachment to each other and that they love each other.
Uh-huh.
But Ed is too proud to ever say it. And Winry just knows that he does.
Okay.
So it's like one of those, like, they're friends. And whenever it gets brought up, Ed gets frustrated and annoyed. No, I don't love her. You know, no, we're not together.
Uh-huh.
And gets, like, real defensive about it. And Winry gets annoyed that Ed's not accepting the fact that he likes her.
Okay.
So it's like one of those things.
All right. I don't know if I have any other questions. I guess this poll thing should be one big spoiler, really. anything you wanted to add?
No, just if you enjoyed the anime, I would say give this movie a shot. Keep your expectation bar kind of low. I know they're going to miss some of the things that you really loved about the show. But just enjoy it for the fact that they made a live-action Full Metal Alchemist movie. That's what I can say.
Fair enough.
So, I've been Cliff.
You have been Cliff? What? Okay. Well, I've been Olivia.
And you can reach me on Twitter at HyperHippo. And if you want us to do more of these, let me know. Let us know what you want us to watch and talk about.
Yeah. You can find me at Swahili Love on Twitter.
And Instagram, right?
And at La Civil Okra on Instagram, but there's a link to that on my Twitter. So it's just easier to just go to my Twitter.
Hope you guys enjoyed this, and have a good night.
Bye.